don't often look in the Urban Dictionary, but I think they actually got this one right. If you look up good enough, it says this. The ideology representing the mental embodiment of a person who could physically obtain perfection, but under the circumstances doesn't, therefore he is good enough. Last Thursday in Sioux Falls was not perfection. It was, however, good enough to come away with a week one win on the road, which in and of itself is pretty dang good.
Found a way to just keep battling, and that's kind of been a testament to our kids throughout this whole COVID process, and just keep grinding away.
We'll start with a bat. First offensive series, 3 and out. Punt into the wind, goes 4 yards. The good? Beavers getting a fumble and getting the ball right back. The even better? Brandon Ault to Malik Williams. Not once, but twice.
Ault looking to throw once again, chucks it deep, has a man again, it's Malik Williams at the 30. Malik down to the 20. Malik inside of the 10. Malik into the end zone. Touchdown, Bemidji State! Ault looking to throw once again, chucks it deep, has a man again, it's Malik Williams at the 30. Malik down to the 20. Malik inside of the 10. Malik into the end zone. Touchdown, Bemidji State!
Then there was more bad. Sioux Falls scored on 3 consecutive possessions. Certainly made things interesting down the stretch. But coming away with a win, certainly better than losing. Just ask Clemson or LSU or any of the other D1 majors who stumbled last week in week one. Good enough is good enough.
That was kind of a common theme too. We played hard and physical. We were just able to create a few more turnovers than they did. I think that was probably the biggest stat of the game is we forced 3 turnovers and they had none.
Beavers had some good, some bad, some ugly. A win is a win is a win, Schultze. Beavers try to go 2-0. Knock off the Wayne State Wildcats. Who's going to be good enough today to win? We'll find out. Our Budweiser pregame show continues next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.